In this country, Republicans have been on the attack for months over the Obama administration's handling of Guantanamo detainees. This week, some Democrats joined Republicans to introduce a bill that would block civilian trials for the 9/11 plotters. NPR's Ari Shapiro joins us now to discuss the ongoing battle. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Linda.
When President Obama took office in January of last year, he said that the prison at Guantanamo would be closed by January of this year. That idea was very popular during the campaign. Why has he had such a hard time convincing the Congress?
You know, I've been asking people in the administration what they think the answer to that question is, and understand that across the administration, there are people working on Guantanamo in the Pentagon, the CIA, the State Department, the Justice Department, Homeland Security, really across the government. And it is hard to overstate the frustration many of those people tell me they're feeling at the White House right now. One person told me, "We get muzzled by the White House, then clobbered by Congress." Here's just one example that somebody gave me from within government who does not work in the Justice Department. This person said, "About a year ago, Congress introduced a bill to keep Guantanamo detainees out of the United States. Justice officials wanted to go to Capitol Hill to brief lawmakers on why they should oppose the bill, but the White House said no, that would distract from other priorities like the economic stimulus package and health care. So the bill passed with bipartisan support, and it was a political punch in the face for the Obama administration. And people working on Guantanamo tell me they see that as part of a pattern. One said, "This administration has a particular way of handling things where problems build, the White House ignores it, things get out of control, then Obama gives a big speech and everyone chills out for a little while." And another person told me, "We have fought hard on this and the White House hasn't."
Well, how do people at the White House respond to that? "We fought, they didn't."
Well, they say they are fighting. I mean, they point out that political advisor David Axelrod and spokesman Robert Gibbs were both on the Sunday talk shows over the weekend. President Obama talked about this issue in his State of the Union address. That's what people in the White House tell me. But I also spoke with people outside of government who are familiar with the White House's thinking, and they gave me a different perspective. They said, you know, the White House is shutting out the Justice Department because they believe the Justice Department messed up on the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged 9/11 mastermind. They say the White House blames the Justice Department for losing the support of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly for the trial. The Justice Department comes back and says, "Look, this wasn't our fault. Bloomberg and Kelly were for the trial before they were against it."
Well, how do you sort out then where Congress is? It sounds like this is one area where there is some, albeit unwelcome, bipartisanship.
That's right. I basically divide the people in Congress into three groups. You've got Democrats who strongly support this administration, and many of them feel the same frustration at the White House that I've been describing from within the administration. One staffer told me months ago, "The White House has hung us out to dry on Guantanamo." Then you've got a second group of centrist Democrats who might be persuadable to either side, and they've often joined the Republicans on these issues. Just this week, Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas and Jim Webb of Virginia, both Democrats, joined Republicans to support the bill that would block civilian trials for 9/11 plotters. And then you've got a third group of Republicans who are feeling triumphant over this issue. This week I spoke with Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina about this. He said, "Look, I like Attorney General Eric Holder a lot. He's a smart guy, but I don't think he made a persuasive case about why civilian trials are better than military trials for detainees." That's what Senator Graham said to me.
Yesterday, Attorney General Holder sent a strongly worded letter to Congress defending some of his counterterrorism decisions. Do you think that means the administration's approach is changing?
It sounds as though the administration is ramping up its effort to defend its decisions on these fronts. There was that five-page detailed letter you mentioned. This week, the Justice Department rolled out a new website making the argument that civilian courts work for terrorism trials. And government officials tell me that people handling the Guantanamo closure are going to Capitol Hill next week to meet with lawmakers. And they'll be making a similar case to the one White House officials prevented them from making almost a year ago.
NPR's Ari Shapiro, thank you very much.
Good to talk with you.